Things look a lot different at the Care Mobile Pantry this year. Long lines of cars snake through orange cones at a drive-thru food distribution on a parking lot of Ivy Tech's campus. The National Guard helps load groceries into people's cars. Deborah Stowers, who is in a wheelchair, gets a box of food loaded onto her lap.
Oh, I get a little bit of everything. Vegetables, fruit, milk, cheese, potatoes, onion.
She lives across the street and uses the walk-up option at the Care's distribution. Stowers knows her way around a kitchen.
Yes, I'm a retired cook, so yes.
She lost both her legs to Berger's disease, the result of clogged arteries related to tobacco use. She says she's doing okay.
It's not bad, but the pandemic is affecting everyone. The reality is it's real. It's not a science fiction movie, it's real.
Stowers is also worried about the increased violence in Indianapolis.
The police is all over the city at different homicides and shooting spots. Multiple. I pray that it gets better. Because we already got something that's killing us here. Why kill each other?
For the past 6 years, Gleaners has partnered with Indianapolis Public Safety Departments to develop and implement the CARE program to address the issue of hunger in key intersections in Indianapolis. These areas face higher crime, lack of educational achievement, unemployment, and poverty.
And that partnership still grows. It's just in a different way right now.
Gleaners Communication Director Sarah Estelle says more than 300,000 people have been served through the program since it started.
You'll see there's IMPD officers here helping with crowd control and traffic should we need that. But this year is certainly a different year.
In normal times, the distribution was held in parking lots and gyms. People could pick out what they wanted and officers helped load the cars.
So the CARE program was designed to try to alleviate stress on families that are already under additional stress.
This year, Gleaners CARE program served three times the number of households compared to 2019. More than 200 food pantries, distribution sites, or meal programs are set up across Marion County any given week. All report the demand increased quickly during the COVID-19 crisis. Chris Coleman was one of many hired as extra help with Gleaners this year. Today he works the walk-up line at the CARE program.
We feed them all. You know how we use in Indianapolis. Nobody goes hungry in Indianapolis. Nobody. Nobody.
It's set up for people who may not have transportation or neighbors picking up food for older residents who live nearby. Coleman says the work is important.
To help the people, to help to feed the hungry, because it's a lot of people out here that can't get out, you know. Like at Gleaners. Gleaners is... It's on the southwest side of town. A lot of people can't get out there, so that's why they...
A lot of people. New data shows food insecurity has risen from 20 to 28% in Indianapolis this year. The need is expected to increase during the winter months. For WFYI, I'm Jill Sheridan.